Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, everyone. In this module, the test comprises of checking out how your subconscious learning and communication style goes. Subconscious meaning below the conscious mind, meaning you're not thinking consciously, you're not aware of it. It's like the back of your mind. We all have ways in which we function subconsciously and which dictate pretty much how we have unconscious behaviors, what triggers us, what makes us angry, what makes us happy, what makes us sad. All of this is part of subconscious memories that we have. So we shall examine in this particular test how it goes. Let me give you a brief introduction to this, what it will provide. Subconscious learning and communication style, what's that about? Subconscious learning and communication style gives an understanding of which kind of sensory input do you predominantly work from. For example, so we have got a subconscious sensory conditioning. We are talking about hearing, we are talking about feeling, we are talking about visual, audio, that kind of a thing. So what does that look like? This looks like a typical report where this person processes more information from hearing things, that's the audio. Then comes the kinesthetic things, which is the feeling, and then visual. So visual is not predominant form of processing for this kind of a person. Whereas feeling is more, and most predominant is hearing. So this person would first say things like, I hear you, and then I feel what you're saying. You see, so this is important of the parameters to understand when we are talking of subconscious style of processing information or the sensory input. So the visual communicators, what are they? What are those kind? Visual communicators learn by seeing and memorizing, looking at pictures. They need to see pictures. They won't be more of an audio kind of person. They won't process more of hearing. They'll process more of visual stuff. So they can learn by pictures, visual medium. If you're communicating with the visual kind of person, you might send them pictures, videos, slides, images, rather than written reports. The words they will like to use are see, look, view, focus, appear. The next kind would be the auditory, the ones who want to hear stuff. So they process information by learning, listening to things. They will likely be literal listeners. So they will most probably use words like the message sounds right. And they will also memorize by steps, procedures, sequences. In the sound of things, in the tone of voice, they respond to the tone of voice and how it works for them. The third kind would be the kinesthetic one, the feelers. The feeling may be in terms of physical senses or it may be in terms of emotion, because we humans use two kinds of connotation when it comes to using the word feel. It may be either I feel sad or I feel cold. So it may be both. Kinesthetic applies to both. But they'll be talking more in terms of a feeling. This is my gut feeling. These are the kinesthetic type of processors or communicators. The auditory digital ones, why is it called digital? Because it's more of an internal communication. It's communication, internal talk, self-talk, the message, the communication that takes place inside one's head, right? They will be talking more in terms of what makes sense to them and what doesn't make sense to them. They also memorize by steps, procedures, and sequences.